This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Big money has been flowing into addiction medicine over the last few years, fueled in large part by interest from investment pools, private equity, the ongoing opioid crisis, and improved insurance coverage for rehab programs are attractive to investors. Blake Farmer of WPLN, in partnership with Kaiser Health News, reports now on an influx of cash exposing differences over how to best treat addiction with medication or without.
Offering people medication to help with the initial detox is universally accepted, but keeping patients on drugs like Suboxone to reduce cravings for opioids, perhaps indefinitely, is where there's still disagreement. Tierney Valentine regularly attends 12-step meetings at one of the campuses that sold recently, Nashville Recovery Center.
There was just constantly something for me to walk into so that I didn't make a bad decision and relapse.
But unlike many people in the program, she realized medication was the only way to maintain her sobriety.
Just because I tried it the other way and I needed a little bit more assistance.
The Abstinence Focus Center and the affiliated Sober Living Program and Detox Facility were purchased by Texas-based BRC Recovery in 2021. BRC had just received backing from two private equity firms to fund its expansion. The company said in a statement it does offer medication-assisted treatment when appropriate, though its website plainly states that its Sober Living Program does not allow use of Suboxone. That's despite medication-assisted treatment being recommended by federal authorities. Michael Botticelli was director of national drug control policy under the Obama administration.
Any program that is not offering medications, particularly for opioid use disorder, should not be in business in 2023.
Botticelli is all for business help from private equity investors. In fact, he sits on a clinical advisory board for the private equity-backed Behavioral Health Group. He sees a role for them to help standardize the highly fragmented industry, but warns investors would be wise to put their money into the most proven clinical programs.
I firmly believe that offering high-quality care is actually a better business model than opening subpar care.
With all the money flooding into addiction medicine, Botticelli says it's more urgent than ever to tighten up regulations and require that licensed facilities follow the latest science. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.